basic concept of MIS, Management Information System. We had learned system. We had also understood the meaning and characteristic of information. So, it's time to learn in detail, MIS, that is Management Information System. Introduction. Managers have been using information for discharging their important management function. PostCorp. Remember, it was given by Logilec, that is, yes. Planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, reporting and budgeting. Therefore, information must be capable of being used for informative or inference purpose, argument, or as a basic for forecasting or decision making. Hence, a special system has to be instituted to ensure the flow of correct information at regular intervals to various hierarchical management levels. MIS. It is an old management tool which being used by business manager as a means for better management and scientific decision making. It is a network of information that supports management decision making. It provides for identification of relevant information needs, the collection of relevant information, processing of the same, to become usable by the business manager and timely dissemination of processed information to its user, for properly managing the affairs of an enterprise by informed decisions. MIS means management plus information plus system. That is, management means a set of function and processes, designed to initiate and coordinate group effort in an organized setting directed towards promotion of certain interest, preserving certain value and pursuing certain goals. Or, management is an art of getting things done from group of people in formally organized way to attain the organization's goal. Information means data that have been put into a meaningful and useful context. System means a set of interrelated elements that operate collectively to accomplish some common purpose or goals. Therefore, in short, MIS means a network of information that support management decision making. Here required more definitions. According to Schwartz, MIS is a system of people, equipments, procedure, documents and communication that collects, validates, operates, transforms, stores, retrieves and present data for use in planning, budgeting, accounting, controlling and other management process. One more definition, according to G.B. Davis. It is an integrated man and or machine system for providing information to support the operations, management and decision function in an organization. Well, it's time to hear the modern expert's definition. Hey, remember, during school days many time, we had a definition and out of which we write characteristic. Here I had reciprocated the same and try to make into definition. Yes. So simple to remember and can be treated as keyword. So, hear the modern expert's definition or say our keyword. MIS is management-oriented computerized subsystem, which direct common data flow, from common database, integrated for management function, which requires heavy planning. If you see this definition, it indicates all the characteristic points of having effective MIS. Let's learn, characteristics of an effective MIS. 1. Management-oriented. Its development start from appraisal of management needs and overall business objectivities. It meet information requirement, not only of top level, but of all the levels. 2. Management directed. Since it is management oriented, management should involve directly in development efforts and not mere give time. 3. Integrated. All functional and operational subsystems should be tied together. It means taking a comprehensive view or a complete look at the interlocking subsystem that operate within a company. 4. Common data flow. Have common input process output, that is IPO and media. Therefore, avoid duplication. However, some duplication is required. It's necessary in order to ensure effective IS. 5. Heavy planning element. Future-oriented plus future requirement of firms is kept in mind. It takes 3 to 4 years. It depends on the complexity and in-depth requirement. It's advisable that designer must avoid the possibility of system obsolescence before the system gets into operation. 6. Subsystem concept. Break entity into digestible subsystem, which can be implemented one at a time by developing a phasing plan. 7. Common database. Have a superfile which consolidated data records formerly stored in many separate data files. 8. Computerized. Today majority of information need are computerized as it reduce in clerical staff, increase in accuracy, etc. Mere understanding characteristic is not enough. It's advisable that one must know misconception or myths about MIS, so that it will help in more proper implementation without any underestimating. Misconception and myths are 1. Study of MIS is about the use of computer. Computer is just a tool like other machine. MIS may or may not be computer-based. It depends on other factors. A. How critical is response time required for getting an information? B. How big is organization? C. How complex is need of information planning? 2. More data in reports means more information for manager. Important is meet requirement. More or irrelevant data may create confusion. 3. Accuracy in reporting is of vital importance. The degree of accuracy is closely related to decision problem. In control of aircraft, bridge design, etc., accuracy is really important. But in financial report for decision making, figures must be fairly correct, presentation of relevant data. That is, in huge projects cost presentation, amount in precise rupees is ignored. PRE requisites of an effective MIS. A. Database. It can be defined as superfile which consolidates data and integrates data records formerly stored in many data files. Data are organized in such way that access improves and redundancy reduces. Normally, it is subdivided into major information subset, which is needed to run a business. For example, vendor file, customer file, etc. Characteristics of database. It's user-oriented. Each subsystem utilizes same data and information, which are kept in the same file to satisfy its information needs. Only authorized person can access. Controlled by authority, DBMS or DBA, that is database management system or database administrator. Maintenance of database requires computer hardware and software and also experienced computer professional and good data collection system. Such database meets the information needs of control to its optimum. B. Qualified system and management staff. Experts who clearly understand views of their fellow officers, that is 1. System and computer experts. 2. Management expert. 1. System and computer experts. They are capable of understanding management concept and problems. They are clear about process of management, that is decision making, planning, etc. 2. Management expert. They are quite clear with the concept and operations of a computer. They must have basic knowledge of computer. C. Support of top management. Support is fully required, as subordinate manager are usually lethargic about activities which do not receive support from their superior. With growing larger view of importance of MIS, officer must place the same importance before the management. All with supporting facts and clearly state the benefit, will enlighten the management and change their attitude towards MIS. Wholehearted support is required for effective MIS. D. Control and maintenance of MIS. Control means the operation of system as it was designed to operate. For this, check behavior of user. Remember, maintenance is closely related to control function. Proper maintenance will bring proper control. Formal methods for changing and documenting changes must be provided. E. Evaluation of MIS. System must meet requirement of its executives in future as well. That is, flexibility must exist. Regularly view the users and designer about the new requirement and system capabilities and deficiencies of system. Always have timely action. Have proper maintenances for effective MIS. Hey, in short, one can say that top management always support quality staff in evaluation of database and its maintenance for having effective MIS. Or one can also say, qualified staff gets support in evaluation of database and its maintenance for having effective MIS. Hey, you have seen that above concept can again be written in one line, which indirectly revile the same meaning or have certain meaning relating to topic. This indirectly can be treated as keyword. Keyword should be such that not only help to remember, but it is also in such a way that is easy to remember also. Hi, I think I am also telling characteristic of good coding. So it's practical, understood and implemented in your study as well as work. And you all are aware of it now, so let's move to next topic. Now it's time to know the constraints. So that, same is well taken care and known and accordingly system are made. It's told, in such case, every coin has two side, benefits and constraints, and for constraints, precaution is better than cure. You will currently observe due to competitive world and many time jealousness. No expert, cooperate staff for selecting standard MIS for bringing high turnover and cost benefit to organization. Hey! This is nothing but an constraint and our keyword by making all point in one line. You have see how easy it's to make keywords useful and meaningful. Let's understand all constraints in operating MIS. 1. Non-availability of experts. No experts who can diagnose the object of organization and provide a desired direction for installing and operating system. 2. Selecting of MIS. Experts are unable to judge the need and important function for which MIS can be installed first, as only proper judge will help in proper selection of MIS. 3. MIS is a non-standardized one. Due to varied objective of business concern, it's had to have standard information need for all organization. Each have their own requirement. But MIS today may be standardized for organization in same industry. Many software are made industry-wise and later on they are customized based on customer need. 4. Non-cooperation of staff. Proper awareness of MIS must be given to staff and they must be handled tactfully. 5. High turnover of experts in MIS. Like labor turnover, there is also high turnover of experts. Due to such movement of experts, it becomes hard for making good MIS. Hence, due to promotion, benefits, appreciation, etc., it can be reduced. Same can also be done by creating better working condition. 6. Cost-benefit analysis. Benefit of MIS are tangible and intangible. This are difficult to analyze. Therefore, before implementing it must be judged that it's economical, worthy. Limitation of MIS. GIGO. That is, garbage in, garbage out. MIS can help management, but it cannot replace management. It does not adopt change fast, less flexibility than to fast-changing and complex environment. MIS cannot generate all requirement of management. It account mainly quantitative factors and not quality like moral and attitude of members, etc. Non-routine or non-programmed decision cannot be taken. Effectiveness of MIS decreases where the culture of hoarding information and not sharing with other holds. Effectiveness of MIS decreases if top management changes frequently. You are already aware about myth. That study of MIS is about the use of computer. Computer is a tool that help in getting better MIS in today's world. So, let's see effects of using computer for MIS. 1. Speed of processing and retrieval of data increased. 2. Scope of use of information system has expanded. Use of information by management in real time. 3. Scope of analysis widened. Various types of report can be generated today with help of computer. 4. Integrates the working of different information subsystem. With common database, each department give their information for planning to various level of management. 5. Increase the effectiveness of IS that is information system. Time is saved. And time is money. 6. More comprehensive information can be generated today. One can drill down till source from the summary report. 7. Complexity of system design and operation had increased. Conclusion can be divided in benefit directly to organization and indirectly to employees and the outsiders. Government, customer, society, etc. means outsiders. This is also been diagrammatically represented. Information needs can be satisfied from many sources, and you all are aware also. Believe me. There is a saying, you know many thing, but you do not know that you know many things. Well, in this current topic is useful, and it helps you to recollect that from where sources can be derived from, and once you recollect, me knowing points are more than enough, latter on your intellectual brain will take care of rest. So, let's understand this topic and also one more type of keywords. Dear friends, for more understanding, all further points have been included, which were indicated in your earlier CA final syllabus of Management Information and Control System. Establishing the information needs in management process. Keyword, ICE, GIFT, change to GEFT, plus ICICI. Note, this will be used again and again. ICE equals internal, competitive, environment. GIFT equals government, economic, fact of production and technology. CICI equals competitive information, main, industry, competitive data, internal. A. Environment information, GEFT. Government policies. Economic trend. Fact of production and technological environment. B. Competitive information. Industry and firm demand. Competitive data. C. Internal information. Sales forecast, financial plan or budget, supply factors, policies, which are vital for subsidiary planning at all level. Specifically, the information should be suitable for identifying, classifying and grouping activities before assigning them to different work groups. Above points can also be diagrammatically exampled as shown. 3 type of source ECI or say reverse of ICE. External source has GEFT. Competitive source relates to product, demand and supply, of both themselves and their competitors. 3rd internal has IPS, that is input process and storage. The normal ratio and other tools of analysis are used. This audio is product of www.tuasa.com and you are hearing Vipul Tuas Knowledge Book on Information Control and Audit.